So, Ramon, as someone who's been on the Saints beat, you spent a lot of time with the team, both at home and on the road. Now that the season's over, what's your take on how it went?
For a long time, the winning in the cold on the road, because the Saints play in the Superdome, you know, was thought to be almost virtually impossible at some point. And I think the fact that that's no longer a question, it can be done.
So they won on the elements in Philadelphia. What happened in Seattle? Seems like they played half a game.
Seattle is a much better team than Philadelphia was. It became pretty apparent that the Saints offense just didn't operate at the same level away from the Superdome as it did at the Superdome. There was a very small margin for error that they had in Seattle, and they drifted outside of it, and they just never recovered from it.
So that brings up some curious questions about the Saints offense, who in the recent era of Saints football has been phenomenal, has been record-breaking. What's the difference this year? Is it the break and Sean Payton? Is it... What do you think it is?
It was I know writers that cover the team spent all season trying to figure out exactly what explained the disparity. And, you know, there is no obvious answer. And I know that's very unsatisfying. It's very frustrating for us as well. It's not that Drew Brees was being pressured more on the road or this season. It's just that a comparable amount of pressure to other years was more often resulting in quarterback sacks and negative plays and things like that. Sean Payton repeatedly said week after week, just being away from the game, it was for a year after his punishment due to the bounty scandal.
So you mentioned the bounty scandal. The Saints' defense was depleted all last year, but they've had this kind of historic turnaround from the worst ever in yards given up to now fourth in the league. What is it about Rob Ryan that's really changed what the Saints' secondary is doing?
Talking to the players, I think that he just came in and infused a lot of enthusiasm in them. Just, you know, a lot of confidence in them. His confidence and his bravado were kind of infectious. And he made playing defense fun. He just got them to believe in him. And they were all in. And I spoke to Roman Harper, safety for the Saints yesterday. And he said, you watch the film and, you know, you could tell the guys were just playing for the guy next to them. And it had been a while since they had had that, at least one season. And he kind of brought that back.
Offseason moves change the character of every team, but New Orleans has kept their core group pretty well together over the past few years. However, there's some big offseason moves coming, including Jimmy Graham. Can you talk about how tight ends have historically not been paid very well? What is it about Jimmy Graham that's so different, and why his move into free agency might engender some difficulties for the Saints, especially in terms of the salary cap?
Well, starting with what makes Jimmy Graham such a special player? Jimmy Graham's almost a tight end only in label and name. He's more like a wide receiver. And so his representatives are going to argue that he shouldn't be paid like a tight end. He should be paid like an elite wide receiver. And historically, wide receivers have made more money than tight ends. So in general, pundits believe that he's worthy of a contract of at least $10 million a year, which is a lot. He's expected to become the best tight end in NFL history. That's what the Saints are going to push for. You know, we'll make you the best paid tight end in NFL history. My opinion is that there's no way that the Saints are going to let him hit free agency. They'll sign him either to a multi-year contract before he's due to become a free agent, which is in March, or they'll place the franchise tag on him, which will allow them to retain him for a little more time.
Ramon Antonio Vargas is on the Saints beat at the New Orleans Advocate. Ramon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me. I enjoyed it.